And let's meet the family now at MetroWeather. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. We do have a front coming through. This is with some showers, and then it will clear. It will get windy this afternoon. We'll be in the mid-50s, and the temps will then drop through the 40s.
Now, when will the temps start dropping here?
You want it exactly?
Well, roughly, give or take.
Oh, I was going to say, Marshall, you are in the wrong territory. We don't do exact stuff here. Forget about it. There's nothing called exact here. Really, I would have to say. And by the way, they put out a wind advisory from 10 o'clock this evening till 3 p.m. Saturday. Right. A wind advisory has been issued. Leave it up to the National Weather Service to get these things out after broadcast time. We will peak between 1 and 2 o'clock at the high temperatures, and they'll be in the 40s by about 4.
All right, because now the ski jump weekend was going to start off tonight with the target jumping everything. That's been canceled because they want to get the hill and work on the hill because they've still got plenty of snow that they've made. They want to regroom the hill and not use the snow. So they're going to have the ski jumping on Saturday and Sunday at Satry Hill as normally planned. Just all tonight's activities are canceled for the ski jump.
So. Okay. And it will get much colder tonight, and it will still be windy. So keep that in mind. 15 to 20. Not a bad day tomorrow, except for the wind. Sunny to partly cloudy, cold wind mid-30s. Sunny Sunday, low 30s. Monday, there may be a passing snow shower. There'll be some sun. We'll be in the mid-30s. Tuesday into Wednesday, the next storm approaches. More than likely, it will start as snow. How much it mixes with sleet, freezing rain, that is questionable. Because, again, the storm is not yet along the West Coast. So the models are beginning, most of the models now are beginning to see it. And it's a handoff. The primary storm goes into the Great Lakes. The secondary develops along the Mid-Atlantic coast. And the question right now is timing. If that secondary develops early Tuesday, then it's going to cut off the warm air. We're going to wind up with all snow and some sleet. And that would be Tuesday to Wednesday. If the secondary doesn't develop until it gets to like east of Long Island or Cape Cod, it's going to allow for some milder air to come in aloft, and that's going to cause a wintry mix, snow to go to a wintry mix. So those are all the problems that we'll be confronted with for Tuesday into Wednesday. Thank you very much.
All right, Tuesday into Wednesday. So right now I could probably cancel my New York plans on Tuesday.
I don't think you'll go, even if it doesn't snow by you Tuesday morning. It will begin to snow in the city sometime Tuesday mornings, which means your commute back would be in snow and sleet. So I don't think you'll do that.
All right. So I'll plan on that. I'll plan
you
on that.
Plan on that. I'll plan on my class being canceled Tuesday.
And I can plan on so just regular wintry weather this weekend on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. But, you know, at least bright, dry. But, you know, typical February weather. No doubt about that. And we have, a couple of minutes. I will tell you that the printer that Marshall suggested arrived yesterday, hooked it up, took a couple of calls to Canon to get a little help on this, and put in the, I said, I got to try and see how this prints a CD or a DVD. Put the disc in, pressed the button, saw the whole thing going, came out. Look fine, except for one thing, Marshall.
All right.
Remember, these printers are ink. So.
Gotta let it dry.
Even if it doesn't dry, you have to use printable CDs and DVDs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Have the covering on them.
Yeah.
You know, like a hard covering.
Yeah.
So I already obviously made something like 15 copies of part one. So I'm not going to redo that.
No.
So I'm just going to leave those. I'll write them on. And when it comes to part two, I ordered the writable CDs, the DVDs. When they come, I'll do part two.
Yeah, you would need a special type, but yeah, that's right. So you don't, so the ink can can drive.
Right, yeah. Can get absorbed, exactly. Other than that, beautiful machine. For the money, can't beat it.
Yeah, no, you can't buy a cartridge for that amount of money.
Yeah, really. You're right. You're absolutely right. Just a you know, beautiful machine. Nice and quiet, operates fine. No problems at all. Thank you very much.
There you go. The Master Miles comes through again with his...
All the time.
recommendations.
Yep. All the time.
Well, what the heck, you know.
You should definitely have a website.
Yeah, have a website, all right.
Yep. I don't know what we would call it. Marshall Miles.
Just put anything.
Marshall Miles recommends. Marshall Miles suggests or something like that.
Anythinggoes.com there.
There you go.
Anythinggoes.com would be the
there
website.
You go.
All right. Well, Pat, I just
talk about going. That's where I am.
That's
going.
Right. You got to get going, going, gone. Now we'll speak to you on Monday.
Okay. Have a great weekend.
You too, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.